Well, before we begin, we'll pray. So we'll ask God's blessing on our time together. Father in heaven, we thank you for thy Son, the Lord Jesus. We're grateful for one who came from heaven into the world, and think of how he lived his life, a perfect, sinless life, and one that pleased thee. And he died a death that was a payment for others. Thank you for this. Ask that blessing now upon us. And if there's any that are not saved, they don't realize that Jesus is the only Savior and that he's their Savior. Pray for them to be saved. Pray that they will speak to them. We are unable to do anything by ourselves, so we ask you for help. And we just commend our leading into thy hand. In the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, thank you again for being with us. And we're going to read in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 53.
Maraming salamat po sa pagsadalo. Ang babasahin po natin ay sa libro ng Isaiah 53.
I'm going to read verse number 3 to verse number 6. And it's a wonderful chapter. If you have a Bible, we encourage you to read the whole chapter. But I'm going to focus on really one verse, part of verse number 3. And in English, we'll read this: He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Imagine, we celebrate this life as he was born in this world, but his whole life was like this. We'll start over again. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Verse 6, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Basahin ko po sa Tagalog, sa verse 50, chapter 53, verse 3. Siya'y hinamak at itinakwil ng mga tao. Isang taong sa kapanglawan at biyasa sa karamdaman, at gaya ng isa na pinagkublihan ng kanilang mukha ng mga tao, na siya'y hinamak at hindi natin inalagahan siya. Verse 4, tunay na kanyang dinala ang ating mga karamdaman at dinala ang ating mga kapanglawan. Gayon may ating pinalagay siya na hinampas, sinaktan ng Diyos at dinalamhati. Verse 5, ngunit siya'y nasugatan dahil sa ating mga pagsalangsang. Siya'y nabugbog dahil sa ating mga kasamaan. Ang parusa ng tungkol sa ating kapayapaan ay nasa kanya. At sa pamamagitan ng kanyang mga latay ay nagsigaling tayo. Verse 6, tayong lahat na gaya ng mga tupa ay naligaw. Tayo ay tumungo, bawat isa, sa kanyang sariling daan. At ipinasan sa kanya ng Panginoon ang kasamaan nating lahat.
Those are amazing verses. The truth of them is amazing.
Yun po ay napaka matalinhagang verses na binasa po natin. At ang katotohanan na po ito ay tunay nga po na hindi na mawari ng kaisipan ng tao o kahanga-hanga.
This is the same individual, the same one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was in heaven, and he was worshipped and adored by angels.
Ito po, sorry. Ito po ay isang tao na siya nga po nating kilala ay ating Panginoong Jesus, na kung saan siya po ay unang niluwalhatian or hinahangaan at sinasamba sa kalangitan ng mga anghel.
He was the one who inhabits eternity.
Siya po ay naluklok o nakatira sa walang hanggan.
And yet he left that wonderful place. He left heaven and came into this world where he was treated like the way we read.
Ngunit siya po ay umalis or itinakwil niya or ang pamumuhay na meron siya sa langit at siya po ay what's the last word?
He came here.
At siya po ay tumungo sa mundong ito upang ang kinin ng lahat ng kasalanan ng tao.
That's one amazing thing. Another thing, amazing thing is that he knew all that would befall him. He knew all that men would do to him and how men would hate him without a cause, and yet he still came.
At alam po ng ating Panginoong Jesus na ito'y mangyayari sa kanya. Alam niya ang lahat ng magaganap na pagpaparusa at pananakit na mararanasan niya. Ngunit siya rin pa rin po ay tumungo sa mundong ito upang ito'y maganap.
And he came for not those that loved him, but for those that hated him.
At siya po ay tumungo sa mundong ito, hindi para sa mga taong mahal siya, ngunit para sa mga taong kinamumuhian at hindi siya tinanggap.
And that's one of the most amazing displays of love as we think about it, that he would leave that place in heaven to come here and be treated like he was, and he knew it, and yet he still came, and the motive was of obedience to his Father and of love for us, for you.
At tunay nga po na masasabi natin na ito ay kahangahangang pagmamahal na ibinigay niya sa atin, na mararanasan niya ang pagmamalupit ng mga tao at na mararanasan niya ang lahat ng parusa na pananakit at lahat ng mga hindi kaaya-ayang kaganapan na mangyayari sa buhay niya. Ngunit ginawa niya ito dahil sa kanyang pagsunod sa Ama, sa Diyos Ama, at dahil sa kanyang pagmamahal sa sanlibutan.
And when someone loves you and shows you they love you, there's a choice. You can respond or you can refuse. And this is a choice that you will make.
At kung meron nga pong nagmamahal sa inyo ng tunay na ganyan, ng tunay na pagmamahal, ay kayo sa inyo po manggagaling kung ano ang iyong magiging sagot o magiging response or sagot sa pagmamahal na inyan, kung inyo po itong tatanggapin o tatanggihan.
I'm going to read just the two verses that I'm thinking about. And we'll just for a few minutes focus on verse number 6. Verse number 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Just think of that like sin. Something we've done outwardly. Just think of it like sin. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. That's a sin as well. The chastisement or the punishment of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. There's an acknowledgement, the fact that we've gone astray. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. That's personal responsibility. Now, what did the Lord do? And the Lord hath laid on him, the Lord Jesus, the iniquity, the sin of us all.
At babasahin ko ulit sa Tagalog. Sinabi po ng verse 5, ngunit siya'y nasugatan dahil sa mga pagsalangsang. Sinasabi po doon na ang pagsalangsang ay kasalanan. Siya'y nabugbog dahil sa ating mga kasamaan. Isang salita ulit na nagpapatunay na ito'y kahalintulad ng kasalanan. Ang parusa ng tungkol sa ating kapayapaan ay nasa kanya. At sa pamamagitan ng lahat ng kanyang mga latay ay nagsigaling tayo. Verse 6, tayong lahat na gaya ng mga tupa ay naligaw. Tayo ay tumungo bawat isa sa kanyang sariling daan at ipinasan sa kanya ng Panginoon ang kasamaang nating lahat. So lahat po tayo ay nagtungo sa ating sari-sariling daan at sa ating sari-sariling desisyon ng sa ating buhay.
That's an amazing verse, isn't it? An amazing concept that the Lord would take our sin and put it upon the Lord Jesus when he was on the cross.
Isa nga pong kahangahangang pagmamahal or ang ginawa ng ating Panginoong Isokristo na ang Panginoong Ama ay ipinasa sa kanyang bugtong na alak ang kasalanan ng lahat ng mundo.
So it starts, all we like sheep have gone astray. You know, we are just like sheep. And that as they go astray, their very nature is to go astray. So it is within our nature, we go astray.
Katulad nga din po tayo ng mga tupa na kung saan kung sila ay pinakawalan sa kagubatan or sa field what's the field in Tagalog? sa mga palayan kung ating titignan or ang mga tupa po ay may sira-sirang sari-sariling ginagawa. Sila po ay kumakain at sila po ay naglalagalag. Katulad din po tayo ng mga ito.
And all of us have gone astray. All of us have sinned. All of us have done things wrong. The next section is that we have turned everyone. We have turned everyone to his own way. This is bringing out the fact that we are responsible for making our choice to do the wrong thing. When it came to choose the right thing or the wrong thing, we gravitate. We choose the wrong thing. We choose sin.
What's your next verse?
We have turned everyone to his own way.
Ang pangalawa po ay kung saan tayo ay tumungo sa bawat isa sa kanyang sariling daan. Nabanggit ko na nga po ito, ang bawat tao po ay may kanya-kanyang daan na tinatahak. So, sa atin po, sa ating paglalakbay sa mundong ito, kanya-kanya po nating tinatahak ang daan na kung saan gusto natin. Wala po tayong kasiguraduhan kung ano po ang tinutungo natin. Gayun din inihantulad po ito sa mga tupa.
And the focus on that, so, but we are not left to ourselves. God did not just say, well, I'm sorry, you're too much of a sinner to be saved. No.
Ngunit hindi nga po tayo pinabayaan ng Diyos. Hindi po niya sinabi na, oh, ikaw ay sobrang pasaway or makasalanan ka, so hayaan na lang kita. Hindi po niya ito ginawa sa atin.
That's the whole reason why we rejoice. Although it was much suffering, we rejoice that the Lord Jesus was on the cross and he bore our sin in his own body on the tree.
Kaya nga po tayo po ay magkaroon ng kasiyahan o magkaroon ng selebrasyon dahil sa kanyang dahil sa kanyang kaparusahan o ang parusa na dapat sa atin ay kanyang inangkin. Ngunit tayo po ay dapat magpasalamat or mag-celebrate dahil inako po niya ito ang lahat ng dapat para sa atin.
And it's an amazing thing that the Lord took our sin and laid it upon him. We read, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity, the sin of us all. This is bringing out what the Lord Jesus went through on Calvary. When he was on the cross, when he was crucified, there was 3 hours where men jeered at him. But there was 3 hours when God dealt with him on account of our sin. In fact, really, it was because of your sin. When he dealt with the Lord Jesus so that you and I can go free and have eternal life.
At sa panghuli pong sinasabi doon sa verse 6 ay ipinasan sa kanya ng Panginoon ang kasamahan nating lahat. At ito po ay isagawa niya doon sa krus ng Kalbaryo na kung saan po ang Panginoon ay ipinako doon ng sa krus at ipinasan ang lahat ng kasalanan ng mundo na ibinigay sa kanya ng Diyos Ama.
What the Lord Jesus did was he made a way for everyone to be able to be in heaven. Does that mean that we're all going to be in heaven? Unfortunately, no. Go ahead.
Yeah, please. At ang Panginoong Hesukristo nga po ay pinasan. Ang Panginoong Ama nga po ay pinasan sa kanya ang lahat ng kasalanan ng mundo sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Ito po ay tunay nga po ng pagmamahal niya sa sanlibutan.
It's a personal choice that we must make. Instead of choosing our sin like we are like sheep and we turn everyone to his own way, we need to personally put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and allow him to save us.
Ito po ay pansarili po nating desisyon sa buhay. Naisipin po natin na ang Panginoon ay na tunay nga na namatay sa kanya sa krus ng Kalbaryo upang pasanin ng lahat. Ngunit personal po ito na inyong desisyon na dapat pag-isipan.
And so, may I ask you, are you saved from your sin? Are you going to heaven?
Kaya nga po, meron nga po kaming lagi-laging tinatanong sa inyo, kayo po ba ay ligtas na? Kayo po ba sa inyong sarili, alam ninyo na kayo po ay ligtas?
Have all your sins been forgiven?
ang iyong mga kasalanan po ba ay napatawad na?
This one who loves you, and he loved you, and he still loves you. And in fact, there will be never time when you are not loved by God. However, have you accepted him as your personal Savior?
At ito po ang katunayan na ang Panginoong Jesucristo ay mahal na mahal kayo. At meron pong pagkakataon, sana po hindi po ito ay mangyari sa inyo na hindi na po ninyo mararanasan ang pagmamahal niya. So, amin po kayong tatanungin muli. Kayo po ba ay ligtas na? Natanggap niyo na po ba ang pagmamahal na ito mula sa ating Panginoong Jesus?
I'm going to just read one verse and then we'll close. And everybody knows it. John chapter number 3 and verse number 16. It brings in the whole scope of what, most of what we've been talking. John chapter 3 and verse number 16. For God so loved the world, that's you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
At babasahin nga po natin sa John 3 verse 16. Ito po ay napaka masasabi ko pong use na or napaka laging binabasa. Pero ito po ay napakahalaga sa lahat. Sa John 3:16, sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pagsinta ng Diyos sa sanlibutan. Sino po itong sanlibutan? Kayo po yon. Na ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang ang sino man sa kanyang sumampalataya ay huwag mapahamak, kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
Now, isn't that another amazing verse? Now, if you accept the truth in that, you can have eternal life. Just put your trust in Him.
At kung iyo pong tatanggapin ang katotohanan na ito, malalaman ito po sa inyong personal, sa inyong sarili, ay tunay nga po na kayo ay maliligtas.
So thank you very much for listening. We'll pray. Father in heaven, we're grateful for the Lord Jesus who came from heaven into this world. Only his eternal love made our Savior grow. Thank thee for thy his obedience to thee. And thank thee for a death that pleased thee. But that wasn't the end of the Lord Jesus. Thank thee he took his life again. And he rose again from the dead the third day. And he is a God that is mighty to save. Very, very willing and wants everyone to be saved. If there's any not saved, we ask that blessing upon them and that they'll be saved. We pray for any other needs that are represented but not mentioned. We just leave them to thy hand and we just commit ourselves now into thy hand. Thank thee for thy goodness and pray thy blessing upon each one here in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.